It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zaire.
Thank you, Peter. Our guest today is Katie Hopkins, and Katie is the Adult Services Coordinator at the Springfield Green County Library. Did I get that right?
It's Adult Programming Coordinator, but Okay. Essentially it's the same, sort of the same idea.
All right, Adult Programming. Well, this is a kind of a new position, isn't it, for the library system?
This position is brand new to the Springfield Green County Library District. It was created, and I was hired for it in December of last year. And basically, my job is to identify the interests and needs of our community for adult programming happening at the library, and then working with library staff to make those needs a reality.
I know we've had lots of children's programs for a long time, and there have been some programs for adults, but your job now is to really kind of step that up, right?
Yeah, it's to step it up. It's to make sure we're covering, you know, the things that adults in Springfield and Greene County want to know. That includes author talks, lecture series, book discussions. A lot of hands-on programs have been popular lately, learning how to do a skill. So we're just kind of across the board with our events and our classes.
Well, I know something I've noticed new is you have these, they're maker programs or they're fix-it programs where you have folks from the community come in.
Recently, we had a fix-it fair at the Midtown Carnegie branch, and we partnered with the Queen City Beard and Mustache Foundation, and they're just a group of guys that are really handy. And so we partnered with them, and they came in for a couple of hours. People from the community could bring broken toasters, broken vacuums, and the Queen City Beard and Mustache Foundation would fix those items for them.
So it's not just all about the books at the library anymore, is it?
No, and that's a message that we're constantly trying to promote, is that the library is for everyone and all kinds of interests beyond reading.
Well, that's great. But I want to switch back to something that is called the reading program for the summer. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, most people know that for decades now, the library has always done a summer reading program for youth. But for about 7 years now, we've been doing an adult summer reading program. And adults can read for prizes as well. It's kind of a fun way to promote literacy in our community. And also, not just reading, but with the Adult Summer Reading Program, we try to encourage adults to find ways to engage with the library beyond just reading books. So we have an activities component of the program that encourages adults to use other services that we have, like our Mango Languages database that you can learn any language you want to, and our Ancestry.com subscription, our Missouri Over There project that documents the history of Missouri's role in World War I. So we've got all sorts of things happening, and we want people to be aware of those resources.
Well, that's great. I know that I got signed up on that a few weeks ago, and I've been putting my books in as I finish them and looking forward to that. And you can write reviews of the books and let other people know what you thought about them.
Our staff has approved over 600 book reviews. Those count towards the contest portion of the program, but also those reviews then get used on our catalog so other users can read what people in our area think about different books.
I want to talk briefly about something that's going to be coming up next year already in 2018, and that is the One Read program that you have for the community.
Yes. For 2018, we have received a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts for Big Read. Big Read is basically a way for us to, through programming, promote understanding of each other, of our community, of our world, by sharing the experience of reading one book. So in April of 2018, we'll be doing programming for the book Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel, which you can pick up now at the library. I just finished it over the weekend. It's a really great post-apocalyptic novel, but it's not so much the chaos and the terror of it. It takes place about 20 years after the apocalypse, and it's all about dealing with what it means to go through such a terrible loss and completely lose civilization as we know it. So it has a lot of interesting themes that we're really excited about exploring with the community.
Well, that's interesting because the next thing I wanted to talk to you, the title of our program is Making Democracy Work. Mm-hmm. It sounds like that kind of a conversation in the community is part of what the library does to help democracy work.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The library district prides itself on playing a huge role in the democracy of our community. Libraries are and have always been about equitable access to information from anybody from all walks of life. But we also try to be a safe space for civil discourse. We try to be a space where you can come, you can explore new ideas, make your decisions about how you feel about those ideas, and do it in a way that's credible.
I've attended programs at the library where, you know, I feel like you get valid information there if.
Not only do we provide access to all types of information, our librarians are trained to find the exact information that you need, but also information that's credible and information that's reputable, which is a big conversation we've been having lately in this current climate.
Well, speaking of our current climate, we hear a lot about fake news. Do you have anything coming up on that?
Yeah. In October and November, we're actually doing a program called Fighting Fake News. We're doing this twice. The first time is on Thursday, October 12th, and the second time is November 1st. Both of those events are happening at 7 p.m. at the Library Center. We've actually partnered with librarians from Meyer Library here on the MSU campus that'll walk participants through step-by-step assessing news sources. It's the same training that library science majors go through in assessing whether or not a website or a piece of information is credible or true.
There's certainly a lot of things floating around on Facebook and Twitter and trying to sort the good from the bad or the real from the fake.
And so many people jump to the conclusion that just because it's on a computer screen or that it's well formatted, they assume that it's true. But oftentimes, if you really dig a little deeper, that's not the case.
Well, thank you so much. This has been a great information this morning, Katie. And I want to say that our program today is sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri, and you can find this and other programs in our series at ksmu.org.